When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. I want to give a big shout out to Red Circle for putting a little change in my pocket. All the sponsors on the show, Nobles Networking for the free internet. If you live in Georgia and you have live out in the sticks or whatever and you need some internet, hit up my boy Chris Nobles. I'm super happy with our service and everything that he gives us here. Today, because last week I did a show with Miss Brianna and Mr. Jimmy, and they told their TikTok love story. For some reason, everybody thinks I need a fucking TikTok love story now. And for somebody like me that just, you know, enjoys being wild and kind of slutty at times, I don't really want one. But I'm going to entertain it. And we had several women that when we posted about doing a dating game with me, they sent in some great stuff and made me laugh and made a lot of people laugh. So I decided that, you know, it'd be fun to do. So I want each one of these beautiful women to go down the line, and I want them to introduce themselves before we start, and then we're going to have a ball. So, Miss Ashley, same order we did a while ago. You start off. Tell them a little bit about yourself, and we'll start the shit show.
All right. I am Ashley. I am 33 from North Carolina, and I actually work on a farm.
I was not expecting
that. I'm Amanda. I'm 35, and I'm a school teacher.
Not only is she a school teacher, she's literally in class right now in Texas teaching
school. I'm literally at school.
You're probably not a good teacher. You're probably fired after this. But hey, I'm glad we got you while we could. Up next, we got Miss Heidi. Miss Heidi, tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Heidi. I'm 34, and I live in Texas. I work in the mortgage industry.
Well, you can help me get my barn dominium soon then, ma'am. after that is the one with the worst TikTok name out of every one of y'all. Is what is it? Is Dirty Stripper Hooker or something? Dirty Devil Hooker?
Dirty Devil Hooker. Earned it from work and not being a stripper either.
All right, well.
I work as a police officer, so I get nicknames all the time.
All right, well, that would explain that.
And I'm 37.
Well, there you go. That makes sense. I didn't know the story behind that, but now I get it. And last but not least is literally Stifler's mom. She made a video about this on TikTok, and now looking at her, you are Stifler's mom. This is like I'm fixing to relive like a eighth grade fantasy.
Yep. I'm Lee Wolf. I am 47, so I'm the oldest one here, I guess.
You're 47? And
I'm 47. I'll be 48 in November.
Can't tell.
Thank you. But I'm an esthetician and makeup artist, and I have 3 kids.
An esthetician? What the fuck's an esthetician?
I do skincare, facials. Lots of waxing. If you ever need anything waxed, we can take care of that.
I do facials too, but somehow I think that mine are different.
Get that a lot as well.
and this is how it's going to start. So I really last night when we were doing like kind of just talking about the show and bullshitting, had Gracie in here, and I took some questions from some people who were kind of like pointing me in the right direction, the way to go to this, because I didn't know. So we're going to start off. Each one of y'all is going to get to answer each individual question, and then we're going to talk back and forth. It ought to be fun, and I'm going to see which one of y'all knows me the best, and which one of y'all is going to get disappointed in real life. Because I promise you, it's the idea of me is way better than actually me. I talk a whole lot of shit that I can't back up, and y'all are about to find that out. First question that we've got is, if y'all had 24 hours to take me somewhere money's no option, where would we go and what would we do? Miss Ashley, you were starting with you.
All right. Mine is a two-parter. We're going to the cookout first. You can hang out with the family. You can get some good food. I mean, can't really beat that. And then, so I said I work on a farm. It is actually about 800 acres. It's a cattle farm. We do grass-fed, grass-finished beef. So I'm going to make you a nice steak dinner, probably the best steak that you've had, with some green beans. And then, of course, we're going to drive on those dirt roads and dance in the headlights.
That's a very fucking good answer. I'm actually kind of, I'm kind of surprised by that. You kind of nailed that one. Yeah, no, I'm down for it. And when she says go to the cookout, y'all know how I like my ebony princesses. Miss Ashley is one of those. So anytime somebody can take me to a cookout, I'm fucking down for it.
No, and you would definitely fit in with the family as well. So it's be my daddy side, so they would love you.
Absolutely, I'm down for it. What about you, Amanda? What would you do? 24 hours, limitless money. You can do anything.
24 hours, limitless money. All right, well, we're going to hop on a private jet, fly over to Ireland, do us a little Irish pub crawl, drink us some real good beer, crawl back up on that private jet, and then maybe do some things over that big water coming back. 24 hours. There you go.
That sounds very nice, but I'm scared of flying.
You're scared of flying?
I'm scared of flying. I'll never, ever be in the Mile High Club. I would have to take so many Xanax to get on a plane that Pedro would not be functioning if I got up that high.
Well, surely you could drink enough of those Michelob Ultras or whatever it is that you drink to get on a big bird.
We'll see. We'll see. That's a horrible answer, though. You're already losing there, Teach. I'm just fucking with you. I would like to go to Ireland. It is on my bucket list to go do. And, you know, that's not bad. What about you, Heidi?
I think I would take you for some good Texas barbecue. Then make sure that they have some live blues music playing, because I know that's some of your favorite music. Maybe do some axe throwing or some shooting range afterwards and end it out with a big bonfire, a couple of beers by the bonfire, and a little bow chicka wow wow.
I'm down with that. But I was recently in Texas and I found out that y'all do have actually good barbecue. I was expecting it to be all steak and potatoes when I got there, but yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. Miss Laura, the one who is Dirty Devil Hooker. What would you do 24 hours? Do whatever the fuck you want.
I'd start out by having a drinking contest and out drinking you. Let's see how long you can last.
Not a chance in hell.
Are you familiar with Atlanta Motorsports Park in Dawsonville? Exotic cars and driving, very fast. We'd probably do some of that. Gun range. Then we may do something romantic up in the mountains with a cabin, waterfalls, all the good shit. Let's see how quickly I can bring you down to my level by grabbing your beard, darling.
Y'all are dirty. I like it. I like that everybody thinks, what, my heart is through my penis, because it is.
Sweetheart. I'm just saying, the name is real for a reason, too.
Next. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not adult enough to do this. I just figured this out. I am way too immature for this. Stifler's mom, Miss Leah, what would you do?
All right. Well, what I do know about you is that you really enjoy the back roads, riding the back roads. So we would just get in the truck and just go and go and go until we just didn't feel like going anymore. Find somewhere kind of cozy to get in the back of that truck, like tailgate back, and sleep under the stars and see what happens. That's good. And it'd have to be really good music playing too.
Oh yes, absolutely. Music sets the mood without a doubt. Just so you know, it would take us a whole lot longer to get to where we was going than in the moment of doing something while we was there. It's probably best just to stay close to home. I don't do skeeters either. And where I'm from, mosquitoes is crazy. And I'm not trying to get my balls bit by skeeters all night. Unless your name's Skeeter.
We'll stay in the trap.
Trust me. Last time I tried to get busy in the truck, I realized how old I was. And I realized, you know what? I've got a house and a studio for a reason. I am not trying to get laid in my truck anymore. My fat ass does not maneuver like it used to, and I catch a cramp real quick.
That's why you have to let the girl do all of it.
This is true. This is very true. Those are all good. This is starting off very well. Second, if y'all saw the video that I recently did, it was talking about I like a woman that has something to offer. So I want to know a little bit about y'all's background. We're going to start it with Ashley. I know you said you work on a farm and everything, but let's go with this. Let's have some fun. What if you're doing what you want to do now for the rest of your life? That's awesome. But if you're not, where do you want to be in 5 years? What's your goals as a professional woman in 5 years from now?
I'm also an author. So I write books. I do interracial romance. So I definitely want to be one of those people that you walk into Barnes & Noble and you see one of my books on the shelf. I love what I do. I love the farm. I love what it means. But I also want to bridge the gap. It's in a very suburb area, and I kind of want to bridge the gap between the African-American community and where I work and just have people know more about the farm and stuff like that. So those two things.
You said that you do interracial romance novels?
I do.
Okay, give me the title of your favorite interracial romance novel. Because I didn't know there was actually like a genre for interracial.
Oh God, yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
I feel like all of them are cheesy titles. I feel like every one of them was like Bubba at the barbecue.
Like, there's some pretty bad ones out there, but I haven't actually wrote a title yet for this one, but I have a mafia one that's coming out.
You have a mafia one? Is the man in this one black or white, and is he in the mafia? I'm trying to get an idea here.
Yes, he's in the mafia, and he is white. The female, her name is Artemis, and she is literally the most badass female that you probably will encounter. And so she basically becomes the queen, like the head mafia. She becomes the mafia queen.
Okay. You got my attention with that. What about you, Amanda? You trying to be principal, paddle some kids, paddle me? What we doing here? 5 years from now, where's Amanda at?
I might definitely bring back the corporal punishment for sure. No, I'll actually have my master's degree here in less than a year, and then I'm getting my doctorate back at my alma mater of Texas A&M University.
Aggie.
So I'll have my doctorate. Yes, I'm an Aggie, and I'll have my doctorate to go into educational policy and research.
That's cool. That is very cool. What's that get you, like to be a superintendent or some shit?
No, I don't necessarily want to be a superintendent. I mean, it's always something that I could do and I could fall back on, but I see a lot of need in our education system that is broke. It's broke, broke, and I have a loud mouth and I'm ready to fix it and make some noise. So I think my needs are best suited trying to, definitely get a lot of our laws changed as far as our education system goes.
I dig it. I very much respect that because I agree with you. Same way in Georgia. What about you, Miss Heidi? 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Well, I have a human services degree and also most of my degree in psychology. And so I'm also a domestic abuse survivor. I survived a relationship that lasted 12 years. And so I would really love to help other women who are in my situation and men who are in a domestic abuse situation, and just share my story and, you know, get the awareness and the word out and help people.
I love it. I love it. I see nothing wrong with that one. Well, none of y'all so far. What about you, Laura? You plan on changing your TikTok name anytime soon in the next 5 years? Or, well, what you doing in the next 5 years career-wise?
Career-wise, it'll be going up the ranks at the police department that I work at. I actually want to get more involved in the investigations aspect of it instead of just patrol, because that's what I do right now. I want to do more projects with the community, bridge a gap between the community and police itself. As far as personal life, I want to hopefully be married and have some kids. And maybe it'll be you. You never know.
You never know. Never know. I love my police officers. I got fired for supporting my police officers. And I know what you do is a very hard, underappreciated job. And I respect you wanting to bridge that gap, because it is a gap that does need to be bridged. And I think that's awesome. I think that goals are awesome. Plus, who wouldn't want to be a fucking investigator if they were a police officer?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely have some fun times doing some stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely interesting.
Sweet. All right, Miss Leah. Miss Lee, I know I keep saying it wrong because yours is spelled weird.
Okay.
It's okay. Five years from now, my mother's name is Rhonda Lynn, and it's spelled the same way as that is. And so people in the South don't know how to spell shit. I especially don't. So 5 years from now, professionally, where do you see yourself?
Well, I've been an esthetician for well over 20 years. Don't really want to say how many, maybe 28 years, and business is good. It was a little crazy during COVID, but it's gotten much better. So 5 years from now, I would like to have a team of women doing all the things that I don't want to do anymore.
You just want to be boss man, boss woman.
I just want to be the boss. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I tattoo eyebrows. I do lashes. I, you know, do facials, chemical peels, the works, but I'm a little tired of waxing undercarriages. So,
trust me, if you ever seen mine, you'd be like, that bitch needs a weed whacker. Like, I don't even think you can wax this at this point. It's like one of the 8th wonders of the world at this point. There's just like a lost treasure in there somewhere.
There is not an undercarriage I haven't been able to tackle. So,
God, that's what I usually say. Big fan of undercarriages. I'm a fucking idiot. Well, since you do all that stuff with like face, all that thing, what does my face need?
I've seen you in person. Right now, your skin looks really clear and
it's filters.
But I need to see you in person.
I got really bad like bags under my eyes. How do I get rid of those?
Oh, I've got something great for that. It's called fibroblast skin tightening, and it's a little painful, and you get a little puffy from it at first, but it does the job. Look on my Facebook, you'll see a video of me doing it to myself.
Okay, so. I also have very old looking wrinkly balls for me to be 33. Will that also tighten the sack up?
When I was doing my training, we actually did a scrotum tightening.
I think it's funny that I have old saggy balls at 33, though. I literally wear shorts just so, like, I can be inappropriate. Like, I want to be that not really creepy old dude, but I think it's really funny when you see, like, grandpas walking around packing, and it looks like they're smuggling squirrels. And that's what I try to do now, so I'm definitely not tightening those guys. Next, let's see. The kid situation, because for anybody who knows, my daughter is my absolute world. Named her my business after her. She is my best friend. She's literally the queen. She's queen bee. She always will be. What, if you have any kids, starting with Ashley, how many kids do you have? Do you want kids? Do you want more? What's your stance on children?
I do not have any kids. I would love kids. But let me just say, you were talking about them Oreo babies. Like, everyone was excited about Meghan Markle and, like, Prince Harry and their baby. I'm just saying ours would be so much cuter.
So adorable.
Red-headed ginger mixed babies. Let's just talk about that. Like,
that baby would come out with such bad credit, though.
No.
That baby would have a 550 credit score off the bat.
Nah, sir. Sir, maybe on your end. Yeah. I don't follow the man stereotype. But no, and like a beautiful eyes and hair. So sir.
Do you wanna know what my pickup line is when I'm at, because I like going to rap bars after I leave country bars when I got a buzz. Cause I honestly I just like being around black women. I love the energy that black women fucking put out here. I love my honky bitches,
black
too.
Black girl magic.
Don't get me wrong. I love my honkies, too. I've dated way more white women, but I love my black girls. You know what my line is whenever I go and I like see one and I just want to like break the ice? I'm like, hey, girl, I just want to let you know I'm 1/8 African-American. And they're like, what? Because they automatically think you're talking about your dick. And I'm like, nah, bitch, my credit score. it either really goes really good from that point on, or they're like, no, sir, that's not funny. I think it's hilarious.
I think it's hilarious. I'm laughing now. That's actually really hilarious.
The only time.
Will you make beautiful babies?
We probably would. Great athletes, too. The only time I've ever gotten in trouble talking to a black girl at a bar, though, was the thing I actually posted when I said about Oreo babies on TikTok a couple months ago. And I walked up to this woman, and she was friends with our group. So I was just bullshitting with her, talking with her. And I love the movie The Help. And I said, girl, I just want you to know you is kind, you is special, you is important. And she said, you need to get your ass up out of here, you racist piece of shit. And I was like, no, I'm just playing. It was funny. And she's like, no, that's not appropriate. I was like, well, fuck you then. That was funny.
I liked it in the video. I was like, oh, this is cute. Let me duet this. And then
it only went a little too far when I was like, hey, girl, we can play Massa in the Big House. And then like 75% of the women were like, oh, this is funny. He's cute because he's not racist. But that other 25% was like, you're a piece of shit. And I was like, no, I'm just flirting. Amanda, your situation with how many kids you got and all that good shit, and if you want any more,
man, I've got 40 here, so
that you should be teaching
like,
right now.
I like kids, yeah.
By the way, why clearly does your like school kids look like you live on an Indian reservation?
I mean, this is one of the affordable buildings.
Oh, okay.
We're out in the game room, like they get to play PlayStation 4s and all sorts. We do cool stuff here in my school. Like,
and we wonder why China's beating us in education.
Nah, they've got to prove it. They have to earn it.
Oh,
it's like
cool.
If they were to have a job and they earn money, that's what their money is. They get to come to the game room and play.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
They do. They put in the work. They earn the right to come. So we have us a good time here.
That's cool. Well, what about you have any kids at home? Do you want any more?
I do. I have one daughter who's 8 and she's going on 28. She is a little hellraiser, very much like her mother. Very smart, but very blonde sometimes.
I would have never guessed that about you.
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, I can get you with my words, but sometimes I'll walk straight into the door. But that's all right because, I mean, I have a degree on paper and it looks good on my wall.
That's automatic.
No, I wouldn't mind more. I wouldn't mind having me a little boy. Like, we show horses, so obviously I want a little roper in my family. So I wouldn't mind having a little boy. I mean, not like you can really pick him out, I guess, but yeah, I wouldn't mind, you know, trying for one more one day, maybe.
I'm pretty sure all I can throw off is girls. I feel like that's what God has said. Look,
we only have.
You're fucked. You're only having girls. I think
the only boy in our family is my nephew.
Oh yeah,
so
we would definitely. We're definitely having a little girl. But I also think that like my bloodline needs to end, or the Terry name needs to end, because it's just like had so much havoc on this world already. They're like, you know what? We're just going to take the name away. We're not going to allow him to have a boy.
You don't. There doesn't need to be another you running around on this earth.
No, because there's already a female one of me that's about 9. And
I have one of me running around on this earth, and it's too much.
I am scared to see what that kid's going to do. Miss Heidi, question to you, darling. Kids, how many you got? What you got? Do you want more?
So surprisingly, little 5 foot one me has four kids.
You have four kids?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your workout pictures. For 12 I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. As I stated before, I was in a relationship for 12 years. So I have four kids, three boys. Oldest is 15. Youngest is a girl and she's six. And I'm fixed. I'm not going to have any more kids. I do the whole blended family thing, but no more for this mama.
Always got it.
She's fixed.
Yeah, she says she's fixed. No, that's a good thing for somebody like me. Because I don't really care. Like, I'm at the point where I don't really care. But, you know, not having to, well, I don't know how the inappropriate way to say this. Being able to leave that thing in there too long is always a nice thing to be able to do. Not to be worried about youngin' coming out 9 months later. You know, but I am kind of a piece of shit. up next, Ms. Laura, what's your stance on it?
I don't have any kids, but I do want some.
Okay.
I come from a big family. I'm the youngest of 12, so.
How many?
There's a lot of us. 12.
Fuck, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
No, but, you know. You couldn't tell me. You could never convince me of that.
Lord, let's see. I mean, 12 crazy-ass people running around just like me. Lord, help out. Help this earth. If I have a little spawn, it's going to be probably the devil in disguise.
Shit, I know how the fuck that goes. Trust me.
I mean, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they're all little assholes, but I love them. I love them to death.
Most children are assholes. The parents that don't say that their kids are assholes, the parents is lying. Everybody knows their kids are assholes.
That's very true.
Miss Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Lee, it's on to you, kids. I think your daughter actually popped her head up in my live last night.
She did. She did. Yeah, she wanted to make sure you were aware of me.
Oh, yeah. Very, very gorgeous family, by the way. I stalked y'all a little
very
bit.
Very pretty.
Well, she gets it from her mama. She obviously gets it from her mama.
Thank you. Yeah, I have three. So she's my oldest. She actually will be 22 tomorrow.
Oh.
And she is, I know, and she's graduating from the University of Georgia on May 15th.
Sick.
And we're so excited. And then my middle child, he is 20, and he is absolutely beautiful. He is a good kid. He's a sophomore at the University of Georgia. Couldn't be more proud. Amazing kid. I have a 13-year-old who's the little asshole. He's definitely my little asshole, but he's precious. I love him, and he's a ginger as well.
Oh, shit.
With blue. Well, actually, they're kind of greenish blue, so he actually looks like he could be your kid.
Hopefully, so hopefully we haven't met before then.
Yeah, I know. We could blend that right in, and nobody would even know.
Nobody.
Like, they would just assume he was yours. Andy's an asshole.
Blend them in just like your eyebrows, baby. Blend them in just like your eyebrows.
Right?
Nobody ever knows.
Right. And just like somebody else said, I'm fixed as well. So I can practice, but nothing happens.
Hey, practicing and having no fucking consequences from it, the older I get, the more I'm like, hell yeah. Because I have wanted to go get snipped two or three times now. Like, I have thought about it and just been like, you know what? I'm almost at a point in my life where I'm going to be worth a little bit of money, especially like in 5 years from now. And if I don't act right soon, somebody's going to be like, oh no, that's my baby daddy. And probably not.
That's why you need somebody that's already fixed and you don't have to worry about it.
Take fucking exactly. Points to Heidi and Miss Lee. On that one, just fucking with y'all. All y'all are getting points this whole time. Next question, because family is very big to me. Where y'all live at, especially some of y'all live in Georgia already, but for those not, are y'all willing to relocate to Georgia if we were to hit things off? Starting with Ashley.
Definitely. I live and own the house that I grew up in. It's paid off and everything. So you take that money and we can, you know, build your barn dominium that you want. So yeah, let's do it.
That is how you sweet talk me. Right there. We can sell my house and build your barn dominium. You might have just won this game.
I mean, let's be honest. I literally work on a farm. So I'm used to like the barn dominiums and stuff. So I love having some land in the barn aspect of things. And I saw a video of one. I was like, fuck it. I want that. Yes. Well, let's sell my house and let's do it.
Well, see, like my dream house is literally every woman gets mad at me about this. But I want to have a house at the front of my property. And then way back on the back of my property, I want to have a secondary home because I get aggravated with myself most of the time, and I need space, and I need a whole different access point to just my shack on the back of the property where I can come and go as I please, not for cheating purposes, but just so I don't have to be stuck up someone's ass all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, I hope not, because that's how I want to live my life. Amanda, is she still with us? Oh, she's back. Are you teaching kids now?
Nope.
Okay. Same thing with you. You willing to relocate to Georgia if you find true love? Is that a Hogwarts poster behind you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my daughter would love it.
It sure is.
Daughter would love it.
Yeah, my whole room is Harry Potter. Whole entire room is Harry Potter. So yeah, I went to the University of Georgia. I was on the women's equestrian team there.
What is that?
So that was my first show in horses.
Oh, okay.
So I know Athens real well. I loved Athens. It was amazing. I had a little too much fun while I was there, and so Sweetheart, I'm from College Station, so I had to go back home to Aggieland.
There's not a single person that's been to Athens that hadn't said, I had a little too much fun while I was in Athens.
Yeah, everybody has a little too much fun in Athens.
Yeah, I promise you, you go there, it is a fucking... I dated a girl that wasn't a stripper, but she was a hostess at Topper's there, which is a strip club. And let me tell you, it was such a fucking good time, except having to date somebody that stayed half naked all the time. It was a very good time. Very good time. I have been intoxicated in Athens more than I like to admit.
Same.
Miss Heidi, would you be willing to uproot you and them four children and your 5'1" ass to Georgia if we fell in love?
Of course. I was actually born in Savannah on a military base, so maybe it's time for me to get back to my roots.
Fuck yeah. See? I love it. And Miss Laura, I think you're already in Georgia, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in Dawsonville. I think it's a few hours north of you.
You're from
definitely willing to move to Georgia.
Yeah. You're from where Bill Elliott's from, right? Austin Bill from Dawsonville?
Yes.
I don't watch NASCAR.
Yes, sir, I am.
I don't watch NASCAR.
I mean, it's left turn racing. It's left turn racing. It kind of gets boring after a while.
Well, I just don't get it. I mean, I get why people like it, I guess. But at the same time, it's just like, I got something better to do on a Sunday than sit there for 6 hours watching motherfuckers turn left the whole time.
I definitely agree. If we're going to be driving fast, let's do it on a drag strip and in an actual muscle car.
Yeah, see, that's
not NASCAR.
That's even more boring to me. Really? Yes, that's even more boring to me, watching somebody race for 10 seconds when it took you fucking months or took you weeks and days to get prepared for the race. Like, it's just, I like marathons, but I don't like fucking racing marathons.
No, I understand.
Lee, I should have asked you and Laura the same question. Would you be willing to move from where you're at in Georgia down to middle Georgia, you know, to be with this this complete disappointment right here?
Well, I'm not that far from you. I'm really close to Athens, so however far that is, I think we're about 2 hours. I'm in Monroe. So
yeah, if you were really worked up and kind of like you know, needing some attention, it'd probably take you about 1:45 to get here.
Listen, I told you the other night in your live, I would have come to scoop you up to take you on those back roads, except that I had to get up really early. So the next morning, I'm not that far. It wouldn't take that long. Look, I got two that are already in college. One's about to be out of college. I'm on the upside of this, though. But I am totally fine with having a stepchild. And little girls love me.
I'm just telling all y'all right now, I love older women. And every one of y'all, I think Ashley and me is the same age. Rest of y'all being older than me. One thing that I absolutely love about older women, and what's crazy is you wouldn't think that younger women would like me anyway. All right, because I don't act like nothing like these dumbasses in their 20s. I cannot stand younger women because, honestly, I think they're dumbasses for the majority, unless they're educated, and then I get along with them. But older women know what they want. They've done been through enough shitty relationships that they actually, when somebody's nice to them and treats them right, they appreciate it, and you don't have to fucking argue with them all the time. You don't have to be on the phone with them all the fucking time. They realize that, hey, I got a job, you got a job. We'll talk mm-hmm. when we can talk.
Right.
And until an older woman puts it on you guys, listen to me right now. Until an older woman that has a high sex drive gets a hold of you, you ain't been laid. You ain't been laid. You ain't been laid. You ain't been laid. And I will say that till the day I die. I know that some of y'all younger bitches might still have a little more tread on your tires, but you can't ride the roads like older women can. And that is a fucking fact, Jack. Now let's on to the next question. Well, you'll have to come scoop me up since you're close. Okay. All of y'all are going to have to come hang out soon.
And I told you also, I have the most amazing plans for a barn dominium. You and Gracie would love it. I'll have to take you to let you see one.
I don't know how much, you know, these makeup people make, but we're about to find out. all I want is a fucking barn dominium on a golf course and a sugar mama. And I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Let me work my job and y'all leave me the fuck alone. I'll give you a little dicker in every now and then when you need one. And besides that, just, you know.
Every time.
I can't do it all the time. I feel like my testosterone is dropping every day. Like, it's on the decline. I don't know. Maybe that's just because I am a lazy piece of shit these days, too. Next question. We're going to get into some harder ones here. Those were kind of the softball questions.
Yeah.
Okay. My show is called Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. So, I'm going to ask each one of you your stance on politics to start off with. That's the first question. Second one's religion. So, starting with Ashley. Ashley, what is your stance on politics?
I'm a registered Democrat, but...
Next!
What?
I'm fucking with you.
I need to go... See, that's the thing. People look at me, again, let's go ahead and talk about this. People look at me and they're like, oh, you're black, you're a Democrat. That's what my Glock says. And then, like, I also fucking hunt and all this other shit. Like, it's turkey season. Let's go. So, yes, I'm that, but, like, what I lean towards might be a little bit more on your side. In my religion, I grew up Catholic and still, I guess, am Catholic.
Yeah, I don't understand Catholics. I just don't know enough about it. I mean, honestly, it's not knocking it or whatever. Biggest religion in the world, but I just don't understand it.
There's
Baptist.
There's a lot to it. I grew up actually Southern Baptist. Like, if you can imagine, like, Black Southern Baptist church that's literally from like 10 a.m. to like 2 p.m. all day praising the Lord. I get it. Grew up that, but I mean, I believe in God and all that. Like, He is my Lord and Savior. But yeah, a lot of my friends are Republican, so I'm not gonna hate you. I think that's stupid because we share a different thing. I think it's more than just
exactly
being left or right.
That exactly. I'll give all y'all my take on it when we get done with this part. Miss Amanda, next one to you is what's your stance on politics and religion?
Republican, Southern Baptist. I mean, I take that back. I mean, Republican as in ticket-wise, I don't care about your choices as long as they don't affect me adversely or my child adversely. You want to, you know, marry who you want to marry, marry who you want to marry. You want to act like you're a tree, act like you're a tree. I don't care so long as it doesn't hurt me and my daughter.
It's very good.
Economically, fiscally, I'm a conservative, and then Southern Baptist.
I dig it.
But I do dance, and I do drink.
a lot.
Do you see who I am? Trust me. I condone drinking and dancing. Miss Heidi, next to you, sweetheart.
I am conservative when it comes to politics. I don't really say Republican at this point in time, but I am more on the conservative side. And I'm Christian. I don't really say that I'm part of a certain denomination. I just am more about a relationship with God and not so much the religion part.
It sounds like you might have listened to a show of mine or two before. Miss Laura, Miss Laura, same to you.
I am for whoever does a good job, the best candidate for the job. I tend to lean more towards Republican than anything. As far as religion, I grew up Pentecostal and Baptist. I'm not very into organized religion. I don't really deal well with hypocrites. You're going to be perfect on Sunday, but a sinner the rest of the week. Everybody's not perfect. And, you know, people who push religion down somebody's throat, I don't very much get along with. But you have an open mind, you want to have an open dialogue, we'll get along great. So, yeah.
Sounds like you've listened to me a time or two, too. Miss Lee, what about you, sweetheart?
Well, you're going to love this. I'm a Southern Baptist preacher's daughter.
Oh, you are fucking wild.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
This is judging a book by the cover. I'm just going to tell you. You look like Stifler's mom, a Southern Baptist preacher's mom, our daughter. I was going to tell you. Daughter. You can probably suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. I mean that with all due respect. But you would probably hurt me. It's okay. I like it. You are a recipe for a whole lot of fun.
I am fun. I'm a lot of fun.
I bet.
So I've never voted Democrat. Let's go with that. But I too say love who you want to love, whoever that is. Listen, we're all looking for love at this point, and whoever you love, I think you should have the right to love. Now, I love my gun. I will carry the gun. Can't wear a mask because apparently it's a 4th-degree felony if you wear a mask and carry a gun. So
is it really?
Don't get to wear the mask. Oh yeah.
No shit. How have I not heard about this?
So, honey, when I walk into a store and they say, where's your mask? I'm like, here's my gun. I can't wear a mask. So that's where we are.
I had no idea that was a fucking thing. It makes perfect sense, though. I mean, it does. You could rob shit with his mask on. I get it. I mean, that's one of those that
We're in Georgia. I mean, come on. It's a small town. We're good.
All right.
Nobody cares.
Amanda and Heidi, you're both in Texas. Is that the law in Texas?
You don't have to wear your mask in Texas, no, my boss.
Well, I knew that. But
we don't have to wear our mask anymore.
We don't.
Well, our mandate's actually up today in Georgia. But when you
I didn't
had
even
to
hardly wear mine to begin with.
I didn't either. But when you had to wear one, was it against the law to have a gun and a mask at the same time?
This is Texas.
Look, one of my favorite days, our favorite moments of my life, is when we were on that road trip a couple weeks ago, and we went to NASA. And NASA fucking patted me down as we're walking in. And they're asking me, they're like, hey, do you have any knives or anything on you? And me being a smart ass, I was like, nah, but I got my 9 in my back pocket. And they were like, I don't give a fuck. This is Texas. Do you have any knives? And then they didn't even fucking check me to see if I was being real or not. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Because everybody does.
I was like, oh, fuck, I belong here. The fact that you can take your fucking pistol into NASA with you is amazing. I fucking love Texas. Texas.
Not the only place you can is the bank or the bar.
Oh my God. That's fucking Texas. That's amazing.
So real quick, you can actually wear a gun and a mask in the state of Georgia. There's no law against that. There is a law wearing a mask other than Halloween and certain holidays, but it's not being enforced now due to the mask mandate.
Yes.
There's no law that says that.
I was just being funny, but.
Oh, I know.
I meant like, you know, like you're sticking somebody up.
I'm not trying to stick anybody up.
I was just being funny.
I'm not trying to stick anybody up. I'm just trying to stick it in somebody. Big difference. Huge difference. Well, not that huge of a difference.
But not everybody knows that, so I use it.
Well, that's why.
Not everybody knows that, so I use it.
A lot of people believe it is the funny
thing. Oh, yeah. That was kind of my sarcasm on it, but yeah.
I like that the police officer called you out, Stiff.
I like it. I didn't even think about it before I said it.
I like it.
I mean, it sounds like Miss Lee's trying to set up like a porn thing for you right there, like a fantasy. Is really what it sounds like. She's gonna stick you up and get you. I like it. I like how she thinks.
As long as her fantasy doesn't last very long, I can help her with it.
Girl, I got plenty if you need to borrow one. We'll share.
I might need to. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
I got you, girl.
What the fuck are y'all borrowing?
You in handcuffs.
Oh, no, you're not putting me in handcuffs.
I said I didn't have any handcuffs, and she said she'd loan me some.
No, I am
completely. Sweetheart, nobody said it was going to be you in handcuffs.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I've been in them before, and not the way that I wanted to be. Once you've been locked up before, putting handcuffs on don't get your dick hard anymore.
Yeah.
It
depends on who puts them on you.
Trust me, it doesn't. Because if I'm confined the whole time, I'm sitting there like, do I got warrants, bitch? Like, are you just holding me down until fucking 911 gets here? Like, no, I'm sorry. It's not for me. I'm not doing it. But speaking of handcuffs, that kind of leads into the next question. Great segue there.
Hello.
Y'all getting fucking nasty. So everybody listens to this show for the main part. They're complete degenerates like I am. And one of the things that got constantly sent to me was they wanted to know what, if any, your fetishes are. So, I told y'all it's going to get weird. So, Ashley, starting with you, if you have any fetishes, what are your fetishes?
I'm a switch, so I'm both dom and sub. So the fetishes, there's a long list of things.
Well, we recently did a show with Kate Stinson, who is huge on TikTok and everything, and I love Kate very much. And she even made us take this BDSM test and all this shit. So I had to learn because I'm about as fucking vanilla as a cupcake. And I thought I was. But anyway, so go. What are some of those things? Like you don't get to cop out on this question. You gotta be real because Kate told us she likes to get electrocuted. She likes to fucking get very rough sex.
No, like rope is definitely a big thing. If my sub is a male, the cock bondage, where they literally have like a cage on their cock so they literally can't.
A what?
Yeah, it's literally like almost like a cage that goes around their cock, so they can't get hard.
Next.
I didn't say I was going to use it on you.
Yeah, damn sure not. I'm not putting my dick in a cage.
I legit said it was a switch. That means I can go either way. So you could be a dom and I could be the sub, or either way.
You can't put baby in a corner and you're damn sure not putting his dick in a cage.
I would never put that in a cage.
Oh my God. From all things you could have said, you should have picked something else. We're not treating my dick like Tweety Bird.
Hey, are you a sub? Yes or no?
I'm not a sub. That's definitely
exactly. Not me. Exactly. Then it doesn't apply to you.
Okay. Any other weird things besides you trying to capture cocks over there and keep them for trophies? I feel like you have a mantle of nothing but dicks in cages now. What do you feed it after it's left its owner?
greens. You know.
I'm a big fan of greens. Okay. I don't know if Amanda can answer this right now. She went and hid in a fucking closet. She's hot. Fuck them kids. Amanda, if you have any fetishes, what are they?
Erotic asphyxiation.
Oh, you like to be choked. Why do y'all always class it up with that long term? Just say, bitch, I like to be choked.
Because it's a legitimate term. There's a scientific part of it.
I didn't know anything about it until I started dating that stripper a couple years ago, and she literally wanted to black out. Like she, because I'm strong like bull.
Like take you on the brink and then bring your right back, and it sends blood flow like immediately rushes down, so it makes it like that much more intense. Obviously,
God, I hope you don't. That's all I can think about is like one of your kids like going home this afternoon and be like, hey, I heard Miss Amanda talking about autoerotic asphyxiation. And can you tell me what that is, Mom? Like, and then Mom's going to be like, have you been looking at your dad's search history? Like, you need to chill the fuck out.
God.
It's going to get weirder. What about you, Heidi? Yeah. What about you, Heidi?
I don't think I have any fetishes, but I do like when a man takes charge and, you know, spanks my ass and pulls my hair and is the man, throws me up against the fucking wall.
There's something about that right there. See, I am one. Well, I'll finish answering. Y'all got to answer first because I don't want to give anything away for the other two. Heidi, great fucking answer. What about you, Laura? I can only imagine you fucking having Dirty Devil Hooker as your screen name and you being a cop.
Oh, God.
Fucking kinky shit you like.
We're all freaks. I like being owned. I like being the submissive in the relationship.
Okay.
I like rough sex. I like pain. Sharing is caring.
Sharing is sex caring. Out. I mean, like, like multiple? Multiple men or women?
Both. I'm bisexual.
Ah, okay. Okay. Fuck it. Rock that shit. I'm not
definitely straight freak.
Yeah, I'm not one that likes multiple dicks, and I'm okay with it. Like, if I make a soup, I'm not putting but one piece of sausage in it. That shit ain't for me.
It's not mandatory, but it's.
I've
done it a few times. It's fun.
You're trying to get pounded like Swiss cheese. I get it. You got a bunch of holes that need to be filled.
Amen.
I get it. I really.
And cream pies too. Cream pies too. Love them.
Oh yeah, I am too. I don't mind them whatsoever. I'm really going to take a cold shower after this. I say this now. I had a girl that I dated one time that she after I had got attached to her, she told me that she liked multiple guys at one time. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing this, bitch. We're breaking up. And that's what I called her. I called her Swiss cheese. And she got super mad about it. And, but.
That's actually pretty freaking funny. That's fucking funny.
It is. Because, you know, if there's a bunch of holes in Swiss cheese, you gotta get something in all of them. I am scared to hear what Lee's about to say, to be honest with you. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Okay. Well. I will say I'm selfish, so one only at a time.
Trust me, there's not enough dick to go around on this end anyway. One's about the most I can do.
Just like one. And I get as much pleasure pleasing as I do getting pleased.
You're so full of shit. Every woman that says that is just trying to be like, oh, I got this bitch.
Mm-mm. No, I got this bitch. Trust me. I get as much pleasure knowing that I am doing it good as if I'm getting it myself.
Well, lucky for all of y'all that are shaking your head right now, yes, I'm a very lazy lover. And I am just, if it gets you off me getting off, then fuck yeah, I am on that train. Like, let's go down that road. Well, with me, there's a couple things. I really like extremely, and porn ruined me. By the way, just saying this for everybody who doesn't know, until porn came along, I was probably like a very sweet little innocent boy. And I think I found porn when I was about 12 or 13. So, fuck, I've been a piece of shit since then. But no, I really like a very sloppy head. Like, that's one of my favorite things to go to. Oh, did you just gag?
No, you just caught me at the wrong time on that one. Oh. I was taking a drink and you said that and it made me laugh. Sorry.
Is Amanda doing okay? What is Amanda doing okay for? Has she got to go? Are you just saying okay? Oh no, you can.
No, I'm like agreeing.
Oh yeah, yes, I'm talking about like slobber and fucking saliva everywhere. I don't know what it is. That is fucking hot to me. I mean, that is fucking hot. I also
very about it.
Yes, that fuck yeah. I also like being in charge. I even cannot get off if someone's on top of me. Like, that's how in charge I have to be. Like, I have to, and I say this in a way that I don't think that many people younger than us would understand, but I don't really care for rough sex, but I like passionate sex. I like fucking passion. Passion over all the rest of that shit is what I fucking love.
Absolutely.
I like it hot. I like it hot. Sure. I like it heavy. I like you don't know what the fuck is coming next. I like that. I like that's what turns me on. Passion turns me on, and that's really something like you can't fake between two people. You either got it or you don't.
You can't.
And that's like my biggest thing is passion. It gets me.
That's good. You just got a point.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean, I ain't got about 3 points to go around, so you're going to have to take what you can get.
Got a good one there. That was good.
Well, that's what they say. They say it's not very big, but it's cute as a button. And she's like, oh, yes, adorable. Yeah, she's the cutest little pecker I ever did to all. Oh, I love you.
Pedro.
Hello.
I love Pedro. Me and Pedro have been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, probably.
And that's crazy because we don't like anal. We are not fans of anal.
Really?
I don't like it whatsoever. I'll put it to you this way. This is the way I always describe it to people. Why the fuck would I go to Taco Bell when I got a steakhouse right next to it?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I want to go get some cheap meat when I can go get a fucking prime rib right here? It don't compare. Y'all might like it, but I know what Pedro likes. Hey, speaking of Pedro, this will be a very funny question. Very funny question. For those who don't know, I call my dick Pedro because he's south of the border. He's a very hard worker, and when he gets off, he likes to take siestas. So, and y'all being from Texas, y'all know what I mean. Y'all have a lot of sleepy Mexicans around there. By the way, I love my Mexicans. There's not many of them that listen to me because they think I'm a piece of shit because I'm a piece of shit. All right, so what do you ladies, because everybody has a name for their parts and why.
Oh.
Ashley, what is the name for your lady parts?
She really doesn't have a name. She's pierced, so I just call her kind of like she's jeweled at this point. Like, no.
Well, that's fucking boring. I was expecting you to have like some long analogy about interracial books and how you named your pussy like fucking Jethro or something like that.
Well, you can name her all you want, but like,
would not want me to name your pussy. I'm telling you right now, as dark as my humor is and your skin color, I'm naming it something completely fucked up.
I mean, that master joke was pretty fucked up, but like, it was still kind of hot. I was like, okay, what you want?
No,
because tell me what you want me to do.
Because see, like, my brain right now is going, you know what? I would name it And this is the PG version of what I was going to say. I would.
No, I want to hear it.
I would name it Tina Turner. Because Ike used to beat the shit out of it.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm completely okay with that.
I do not condone domestic violence whatsoever, but if you can turn,
oh, no. But if you can turn a joke, the pussy up, let's go.
Your pussy's now named Tina.
That's fine.
Tina. All right. Not
Tina.
Oh God, Amanda, what do you name it, Principal?
Powderpuff.
See, that is the most basic white bitch pussy name ever. I knew you was going to say something like that.
Powderpuff. Well, the reason for that is my daughter would run around screaming otherwise whenever she was little. And so out in public, we had to come up with something that was pretty normal where she wasn't screaming out obscenities.
You know what you should have called it?
Running around town.
You know what you should have called it since you're a Harry Potter fan?
What?
Hogwarts.
I've got to know why.
Because that's where they go through. They go to Hogwarts, the school. If I was a teacher and I liked Harry Potter, I'd name my undercarriage Hogwarts. I don't know. That's kind of okay. It's kind of creepy.
Because you teach magical? Kids.
Because it's magical.
Is it because it's magical?
It's magical. It's a trip that only few get to take. And you got to be special to take it. If you want to see my Hogwarts, right.
you got to get your entrance letter in the Hogwarts.
There you go. See, she just changed her name of her cat from Powderpuff to Hogwarts.
I just changed the whole name.
But if you're drunk and you say Hogwarts to some guy, he's probably going to think you have genital warts. So it also could backfire very, very quickly. Heidi, I'm almost worried what yours is. I feel like yours has like some conservative proper name or something along those lines.
Well, I call her Miss Kitty because when she's happy, she definitely really purrs. Like she purrs.
I get it.
Look at him blushing.
Trust me, I'm telling you, I'm taking a cold shower when all this is done. Or I'm fixing to go back to what we call the nap room at the studio. And hopefully my buddy, who we're coming to do his release thing tonight, isn't here yet. Otherwise, he's going to walk in on a mess that y'all helped make.
He's going to walk on you playing the jerking the gherkin.
Yeah. Y'all want to hear a funny story about that? All right, I'll tell y'all after this. Go ahead, Miss Laura, real fast, because you got to have, like, there's no way you don't have a really good name for yours. And hey, by the way, I'm gonna run and piss real fast. So you tell all three stories real fast.
Oh God.
Yeah, let's hear.
Tatted, huntress, sad pussy.
Sad pussy.
Tatted because, yeah, there's a running joke between me and my friends. It's pretty damn hilarious. Tatted because I have a tattoo above the lips of my pussy lips. Huntress because she has a mind of her own, and sad pussy because I had sex with a guy we were dating, and the first time we had sex, he felt weird, is how he put it, after he left. And he said that he just felt sad in the text message that he sent me. I was like, I've never fucked somebody and they felt sad afterwards.
No.
But yet the next day he was like, can I come over for more? I want to see you more. Like, are you fucking serious? Sad pussy.
No.
So we have this running joke. It's called sad pussy, because apparently my pussy makes men sad.
Damn.
What the fuck did I walk back into? Fucking first thing I sit down to is depression pussy. What the fuck?
It's funny. A guy I dated the first time we had sex. He left afterwards, and he sent me this message that he felt sad for some odd reason. I'm not even sure why. And I was like, I've never had that reaction where somebody said, my pussy made them sad. So for the longest time, me and my friends have had this running joke. He keeps coming back. Like, every couple of months, he'll hit me up like, hey, you want to hang out? No, bitch, you're stupid. Fuck off. But, so, sad pussy is one of the nicknames.
Well, real quick, what was the other two since I had to go piss real fast? And usually I would
and Huntress.
What?
Let's just say I had a little bit of a drinking problem when I was younger. I was very wild, and I had like 15 or 16 shots of tequila at a tattoo parlor and ended up getting a tattoo above my pussy. Like, my underwear literally covers it up. It's about a millimeter above the actual lips. What? And Huntress, because I know. And Huntress, because she has a mind of her own. Once she starts going, I'm not in control anymore.
Whenever
I think like a dude when it comes.
Whenever I had to take that BDSM test or whatever that Kate got me to take, I'm a hunter, so that's cool. I think that's also another term for whore, though, if you're a guy. I think that's what she meant when she called me a hunter. Is it's like he always wants pussy.
I mean, aren't you a self-proclaimed slut?
I am slutty. I usually say whore. Ah,
okay.
Well, the thing is, but I think that we all should have a good time until we're ready to settle down. I don't hide the fact.
I agree.
I don't hide the fact that I'm wild and like to have a good time with pretty women and wild women. And I don't, that's just something I don't hide. If somebody doesn't like it, I'd really give a shit less, because I don't believe you're supposed to settle. I haven't settled in my life.
No.
What about you? What about you, Stiffler's mom?
It's Lola.
I think she needs to call it Stiffler's mom.
It's Lola.
Lola.
But Stiffler's mom would be good too. It's just Lola.
And you thought mine was basic.
See, now y'all starting to talk shit to each other. I love it.
Come on.
I know. I definitely love it.
It's endearing.
Did you name it after the Eric Clapton song?
No. I just like the name Lola.
Of all the names.
Well,
Logan, Eric. Like, that's a dog name.
I like the name Jerome. Lola. I like the name Jerome, but I didn't name my dick. That would have been the most misleading.
I could have just said something crazy, but I just wanted to be honest and say it's Lola.
Honestly,
I'll give you that. Girl, go ahead. I give you that.
That's it. I'm just being honest.
Go ahead, girl.
I could have come up with something real good, but I just was being honest.
No, that's fine. Honesty is the best. is Amanda grading papers? One of y'all took y'all's earbuds out because there's feedback. Who took their earbuds out like an asshole? Everybody's got theirs in. There's feedback for some reason. It's cool. It don't matter because we ain't got but a few more to go. Let's see. What's the next one? Okay. I don't want to do that one. Y'all done such good ones. I don't want to do but like two more. I tell you what, let's do this. Who's got a good question for me? Let's turn it around the last couple right here. Y'all ask me some questions. And then we can go back and forth. All right, Lee raised her hand. Here we go. Raise your hand. I like that.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
With a lot of money. And I want to be married by then, but I don't believe in rushing it. I've never been married before. I have two beautiful little girls. One I have a strained relationship with because of her mama. But I hope that I'm a better father in 5 years, and I hope I have a lot of money. And I hope that I'm making a difference in this world.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not. I'm pretty fucking simple. Like, you feed me, you fuck me, you let me do what I want, and I'm happy. Let me play a little golf, and there's really not. I don't have to have a big house.
Golf, pussy, and food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me listen to some music and go on the road with some of my musician buddies, and all this stuff.
Little beer, a little whiskey.
A lot of whiskey, a lot of beer. But yeah, you got it. who else has got a question? I know y'all got some good shit. I've been grilling y'all for an hour now. It's okay. Just raise your hand.
What are your fears?
What are my fears? Oh, damn, that's such a hard one. You talking about like actual fears, physical fears, or mental fears? Like, what are you talking about?
Let's go with all of it. What is your biggest fear out of life?
Oh, to not be a good father. To let my daughter down. I could really give a shit about anything else. But letting Gracie down is probably like my biggest thing. That's why I work so hard. That's why I push myself the way I do, is because I want to build something for her, to where when she gets to be 18 years old, she can go to college, but she knows that she's got something to fall back on. I want her to be able to chase mm-hmm. her dreams, regardless of whatever the fuck her dreams are. And if I don't lay the right foundation for it, then she won't ever be able to.
Yeah.
That's probably my biggest.
That's good.
I'm a real motherfucker. I don't know what to tell you. Each one of y'all's got to ask one question. That'll be good. Y'all two have asked one. Heidi's got her little finger up. So you go ahead, Heidi.
So what is your biggest turn off? Like, completely turns you off.
Oh, fuck. I got several.
Okay. Top three.
I do not like dating a woman. I'm not a jealous person. I don't believe in being jealous at all. But I don't like a woman who, like, in public has a very raunchy mouth. It's a huge turnoff for me. Like, it's one thing if me and you sitting at a table and we're talking shit to each other. And I know that all of us have done shit before. We've had a good time sexually and other things before. But, like, if we're at a bar and we're drinking, I don't need my buddies and everybody we're around to know your sexual fucking history. Like, that shit turns me off in a fucking heartbeat. A woman who does.
There's things you talk about and things you don't.
Yeah. And there's things.
I'm in place for everything.
Yeah. Like, we can have that conversation. I have a friend. She is beautiful. But I could never see myself doing anything with her because of the way she talks in public. It is such a fucking turnoff. It's just, it doesn't disgust me because I still love her, but it makes it to where I could never see myself being with this person. Next thing is, I don't like shitty moms. I don't like, and it's not just shitty moms. It's putting your responsibilities off. I can't stand that shit. If you're a mom and you're always out doing whatever, and I'm a dad that's always out doing whatever, but it's kind of part of my job, and I know my daughter's took care of. But there's moms out there that pawn their kids off every fucking other day to go do something. And as a dad, that shit turns me off. Like, I'm okay if we're talking and you're spending time with your kid. Like, you shouldn't be at my house all the time. Or you shouldn't be around me all the time and at a drop of a hat be able to come see me if you have children. I think it's very attractive when a woman tells me, no, I can't come hang out with you tonight because I'm spending time with my kid. That's a huge one. And you said do three. If you're a shitty dresser, I know that's like completely shallow. And I don't mean like having to wear nice clothes all the time. Dress like your style. I like women that have a style. Your style could be fucking wearing, you know, 80s concert tees and fucking blue jeans everywhere. You have to dress to who you are. If you're not a good dresser, I know girls that legit, they'll be in our 30s. All of us are in our 30s and they still dress like they're fucking in high school. Like, that don't do it for me. I like the way a grown woman dresses. There is something sexy about the way a grown woman dresses. And if you don't dress that way, like I said, you don't have to have the nicest fucking clothes. You can go to Walmart and fucking dress your way. It's just that have some style to yourself. Me, I don't know if y'all have seen a bunch of my videos or pictures or anything. I like to dress nice. Like, and that ain't nothing more. I've got my own little style. I like a pro-America military and police officer shirts. I like button-up Wranglers, pearl snaps, and I like my Wrangler pants and my boots. That's my style. If I go somewhere, I try to look good. I don't like it when people just look like they don't give a fuck. That would probably be the best way to say it. I don't like seeing people who look like they just don't give a fuck all the time. You're all going to end up wearing, you know, fucking sweatpants to Walmart or sitting around the house. I ain't fucking nothing wrong with that, looking like who did it. But if that's how I see you every time I see you, completely unattractive. All right, Amanda. I don't think you've asked one yet. All right.
Yeah. So, seeing as that you're a single dad and you're the host, and obviously you got a lot of single moms here on the deal, I want to know, how are you introducing yourself to one of our kids for the very first time? That you say you got into a relationship with us. How does that go over for you?
Each one of y'all are going to have a different answer to that, because I'd have to know your kid. I would try to figure out what your kid liked, of course, and I would try to do it in a very non-pushy way. Like, I would want to do something to where I eased myself into your kid's life.
I was going to say, and how long? Long do you think that period before you are comfortable meeting somebody?
I think that's up to the mom. Because, I mean, that's what it's going to be with me and Gracie, is when I introduce her to someone else, it's going to be when I feel comfortable, and I'm going to have some say-so in how that person is introduced to her. And I would expect the same thing. Like, we might date fucking a month and you want me to meet your kid. It might take a fucking year. Like, I don't care. It's when the parent feels comfortable. Because we've all been in that situation, those in here to us who have kids, to where we've introduced somebody too fast, or we didn't introduce somebody and then they got pissed because, like, oh, you don't want me to meet your kids, so you don't see me sticking around very long. It's fucking stupid. Like, it should be the two adults come together, and it's where when you're ready, that's great, but if I'm not ready yet, please understand that, and it ought to be vice versa as well.
Yeah. Good answer.
Well, I'm a genius. I don't know what to tell you. I'm the smartest man alive.
Okay.
I pretty much
we smart for letting you think that.
Yeah. See, that is what a woman's supposed to do. You're supposed to let me think I'm the smartest man in the world, even though I'm not.
Baby, you are.
Got it. You got it, honey.
Did everybody ask a question?
I didn't.
All right, ask Ashley.
All right, mine's going to be different. You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with three people, dead or alive. Who would they be and what would you have?
Oh, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's got to be the same people, all three?
No, one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner.
Oh, God. That's
a good question.
And it could be famous, non-famous. It could be like your grandpa. Who would it be and what would you have?
Well, my Nini, who was my favorite person of all time, died when I was in seventh grade. She'd be number one, and we would have her dumplings and her sweet tea. That I haven't got to eat since I was in seventh grade. Without a doubt, that's number one. Number two, I'm going to exclude Gracie because Gracie, I get to eat fucking dinner and shit with her all the time. Number two would be my meemaw. My meemaw who passed away in 2012. And I just would want to hear her bitch at me. I really wouldn't care. Every year at Christmas, and my granddaddy still does it, and he's the one that always cooked it, but we have sausage and we have cheese. It's just fucking the most basic-ass fried sausage and cheese, but it's our family tradition, and I haven't been able to do that with her for almost 10 years, so that's what we would eat. And then the last one would probably be my great-grandpa, and I wasn't really close with him. But he was like a political advisor to Jimmy Carter. And I think he passed when I was like in sixth grade. And I would love to hear his stories. I would love to hear like everything that he, and I think all me and him would have to have is share some boiled peanuts. That's what I remember as a kid is,
peanuts and Coke.
Probably. I also remember he loved strawberry milkshakes. So probably strawberry milkshakes and boiled peanuts. Yeah, I'm not. Family means a lot to me. And I don't have a lot.
No, I agree.
The ones that I've got left are kind of dickheads. So I don't have the best relationship with some people in my family. And I would like to, you know, be able to talk to them one more time, I guess.
It's the fact that you say meemaw, because like that's what I call like my grandmother who passed as well. And she's my meemaw. And she's like definitely one of my people who I would want to see again. So
yeah.
The meemaw.
Well, I appreciate that question. That was a good one. I didn't know where the fuck I was gonna go with it. But I always gotta just say the thing that matters most. In the closing arguments here of the dating game, let's do this. I want each one of y'all, we're gonna start with Lee to go first, since Ashley's gone first the whole time and she just got done talking.
God.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a second. you look like that whiskey might have brought out some tears there for a second. I ain't trying to hear nobody fucking cry on the show besides me.
Right.
If there's anybody crying,
died today.
Today?
Me, Mom. Oh my God. That's a lot.
Like she died today. Today?
Okay.
Yeah, she died at like 4:15 this morning.
How the fuck are you doing the show right now? You're a strong bitch.
Aw.
Very strong.
You're very strong. Ain't no way.
Sorry, girl.
I'm very sorry for that.
Feel very sorry.
Well, I hope us fucking with you for an hour kind of cheered you up a little bit.
No, it definitely did. So.
Well, just saying this before I get everybody to say their final things. Just know, I dick around and I play a lot, but the good Lord puts you where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And I really hope that we got to cheer you up for a little while and take your mind off of shit.
You did.
Yeah.
And I just want to say for each and every one of you ladies, I'm truly blessed and honored to have met you guys. You guys are amazing and beautiful in your own way. And thank God for this motherfucker who brought us all together.
Right? Oh, you're amazing very and true. Beautiful as well. This Ashley, you're so amazing
you're
and beautiful
badass.
As well.
Yes, ma'am.
Love you.
Love you. Love you, girl.
Oh, this is this just turned into one big sad orgy. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Fuck it. We're going to fuck them tears away. You just hold on. Or we're going to make more come out. I mean, that's usually what happens. Okay, Lee. You go.
It depends on what your question is.
No. It's just the closing. It's the closing. Just say something good, bad, whatever the fuck you want to say. It could be about. I don't know. This is just your chance to say something about doing this today.
Just to say something. Oh my gosh! Wow. You know what? This was way out of my comfort zone. The whole TikTok thing, way out of my comfort zone. That's something. God, I never, it takes a lot for me to post anything. If anybody actually knew how much it took for me to post something, I seem like I probably am really secure, but, you know, we all have our insecurities and stuff, so. I don't know. This has been cool, Josh. Thank you. This is so awesome. You're awesome. I really do want to meet you in person, though.
You definitely
I think
can.
You're precious, and... I you're on the radar right now. Maybe a little TikTok crush, you know.
Bring that shit on.
One of those.
Bring that shit on.
So,
I'm glad.
I'm a little old. I got it. I know I'm a little old, but it's okay.
I like how your earbud just fell into your tits. It's fine. No,
I lost my earbud.
Well.
I don't even know how to wear earbuds. Look, dude, I didn't even know how to get on the Zoom. I was terrified.
Well,
I didn't sleep last night. Like, I got up at 5:30 this morning freaking out. Like, how do I even put a Zoom on? I don't even know how this works.
Well,
I'm very glad.
The dang Zoom. I'm a professional with the Zoom and the school and the... I never
oh, I know you
Zoom
are.
And I was like, God, and, dang, you gotta do this
and
again.
Thank you for all you're doing, because all three of my kids, even college, God, my college kids. Senior in college, graduate. I mean, she's had to go virtually to UGA for the last 2 years. I mean, it sucks. So
I never
want to
do virtual again.
Amazing.
Well, Lee, I'm very happy you stepped out of your comfort zone. You did a very good job. There's no need to be sad or nervous. You did a fucking. Did a fucking great job. I'm very glad I had you on here. And yes, you being this close,
thank you,
Laura too. All of y'all can come to Georgia. I done told Heidi, Amanda, Ashley, y'all come hang out fucking at this studio and hang out whenever y'all want to.
Don't take me with
me and Hattie. Got to get you over here to Texas.
If I go back to
that Stockyard experience,
I'm fucking down for it. Oh, I promise
you. We can go to the caddy. We sure can.
Oh, I love fucking Texas women. Miss Heidi, your closing remarks here, ma'am.
Well, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. I actually came across you just at the right time. I think that, you know, whether this you choose me or things go forward in a relationship or whatever, that we were all put together for a reason, whether that be, you know, just to give each other shit every now and then or not.
I dig it. Miss Laura, closing remarks.
This has been fun. I definitely love talking shit. I came across your video and I was like, oh yes, here we go. Carrot bottom.
She called my dick carrot bottom.
Came to me, but anyway. Yep. I figured it, you know, the curtains match the drapes.
Yeah. And what's bad is they don't, is I look like a fucking calico cat. None of my hair on any part of my body matches another part of my body. That's okay. I call it trailer park hair. I'm fucking a different color everywhere you look.
I mean, that. Hey, yes, girl, please.
You're not waxing.
That'd be a podcast and all in itself.
I would have to be paid a lot of money to have my downstairs waxed.
Yeah.
Or how drunk do we need to get you?
Trust me, there's never been.
We can do this. We can set this up. I think this would be amazing.
Miss Lee, no, I promise you, Miss Lee, we need to make a trip down south and see how drunk we can get them and, you know, whack some stuff.
Right.
But yeah,
I'll bring you.
I have been very fucked up in my life several times, and I have never once been like, hey, you know what would be good right now? Let's wax my balls.
That's a good idea.
I've thought a lot of other things.
You might like it.
Trust me, I know my balls. I wouldn't. They're just fine the way they are. They look better with hair on them, just like my face looks better with hair on it. There is no need to smooth
like
either.
That beard. Like that beard.
I do.
It's okay.
We definitely do love the beard.
Thank y'all for that.
It is not a prerequisite, by the way. It's fine. It's good.
There we go. All right, Miss Amanda.
I take you as you are.
There's no other fucking option.
I have had an absolute blast. Like, this has been so insanely fun. And I think it's amazing that you got the biggest kick out of the fact that my boss would let me do this while I'm, like, at school, right? So my students, I have to credit them. I just got on TikTok 5 days ago.
I swore up and down
I would not get on TikTok. And my students convinced me to get a TikTok, and I was like, you know, going through the things you may like, and I saw you and I was like, now come on, I have to, like, I seriously have to fuck with him, like, hardcore. I have to. Like, I've gotta have somebody else that I feel like saw my sarcasm level, and I was like, yep, first one I've seen. So it was it's been fun. It's been a good time today for sure.
Well, I'm glad. I enjoy your smart ass Snapchats and all that stuff. Miss Ashley, I know you spoke a while ago. You got anything else you want to say before I end this, son of a bitch?
I do. I think that God gives us talents, and I think that yours is this podcast in general. Mm-hmm. I think that he gave you the opportunity to reach out to people near and far, not everyone who agrees with you or may share the same views with you, maybe myself as well. And I think that you are doing a fucking absolutely amazing job bridging that gap in general with people and showing the love and showing, I mean, you've got literally, how many of us, four girls? I can't count right now. You've got all of us together doing this, and that's just fucking amazing, because I will honestly say that I will go and follow each and every one of these girls because they're fucking amazing. My biggest fear was meeting God and be like, I didn't use all my talents, but I hope you know that, you know, the day that you meet him, you can say that you've used your talents with this, with a podcast in general, because you fucking rock it, dude. You fucking rock it. Like, I fell hard when you talked about Oreo babies and sitting and listening to Tupac, Freddie Johnson, and girls who have tattoos and piercings, because I'm one of them, but I applaud you for this.
There was an undercover, thank you very much. That's some of the best compliments I ever got. There was a reason why I wanted to do this, by the way, is, and now at the end of it, I get to fucking put it out there, right?
Lord.
This was fun, but one thing that I do my best to preach to people, is everybody's fucking different, but everybody's equally beautiful. They're fucking amazing. It doesn't matter their age. It doesn't matter their skin color. It doesn't matter their profession. Whatever. Everybody's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
We live in a fucking world now to where magazines, TVs, whatever, social media wants to define beauty. And that ain't fucking, yep. That is not where it starts. It's,
but this right here is what's going to solve the shit that's going on in the world. Look at each and every one of us.
I mean, you saw how different we were.
This shit. Right. Girl, I got
and
you.
How like, girl, you, opposite.
Girl, you one of my own now. Like, I got you.
Well, when,
for all of y'all.
When people stop judging what's going on the outside and they actually get to know people, you get to realize that we might be fucking different on the outside, but we can fucking be homies. We can be friends. We can laugh. We can
all
cook
day,
the fuck
all,
up.
Every day.
We can have a good time.
Amen.
And there's too many things that are in this world right now that are telling each one of us, because we come from different backgrounds or whatever, that we're supposed to pit each other against each other. But when you actually take the fucking time to sit down and talk to somebody and get to know them, you realize it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Getting to know, there's a when I die one day, there's gonna be a song played at my funeral, and it's called The Outlaw's Prayer by Johnny Paycheck. And there's a line in this song, and it says that I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. And the whole song, goes by this guy who has a long beard, he's got shaggy hair, he's got on flip-flops, he wants to go to church one day. And he goes into this church on a Sunday morning after him playing a show on Saturday night. They won't let him come into that church because he's not dressed like everybody else. But the people in the choir were literally singing at his show the night before.
Hell yeah.
But he's not good enough to come in because he's not dressed like them. And there's even a line that says, a stained glass window from this church could feed the homeless family outside family for years. And that's how I live my life, is bringing fucking people together, or trying to, as long as you're not assholes, and none of you are assholes, to where instead of us looking at the differences in between each other, we find the similarities and we learn to love each other, even though society says we're not fucking supposed to. Fuck society.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going to end this. But since I didn't realize I was going to get on a little trip there at the end. But thank each and every one of y'all for coming and doing this.
Thank
I
you.
Had a fucking blast.
Thank you.
You guys were awesome.
Ladies,
it was an absolute
thank you.
Blast.
You guys are amazing.
Yes, amazing.
Good.
You're amazing.
I'm glad.
If you ever need someone to fight your corner, I got you.
I always need black Democrats to fucking stand up for me.
See, that's the thing. Like, just because I'm black and a Democrat, baby, like, I go get my cross. I will go get my compound bow.
It was a joke.
She's getting my compound bow.
Oh. I got my compound bow. That was my joke. Like, if white man left the world for like 24 hours, what would you do? Bitch, I'm taking your deer stand. I'm shooting me some fucking deer. Let's go.
I don't blame you.
Me? My deer.
Miss Ashley is like a whole mood.
I love her.
I'm gonna sign off. See, I knew getting five women to shut up at the same time was gonna be hard. But at least it took to the last minute. No, I'm fucking with y'all. But Miss Ashley, just know, I believe I can say this for everybody that was part of this today. You're in our thoughts and prayers today. We're sorry about for what happened
Thank
to you,
you
and your family. But you are in our thoughts and prayers. And that better go for everybody listening to this damn show right now. Thank y'all for all listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We will catch y'all next time.